From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Bridget Dowd with your state and local news update. Juneau City officials have released a survey asking residents to weigh in on how they use the Montana Creek Recreation Area. The city will use the feedback to help create a master plan. The plan will include the Montana Creek Valley, watershed, Spalding Meadows, and surrounding areas. Michelle Elfers is the Deputy Director of Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department.
Starting last fall, what we really started to understand was that there's a lot going on in this area. There's a lot of recreation and a lot of proposals for new things, and also recognizing that there's not enough infrastructure to support what's going on.
She says they want to know how people use the area now and what they'd like to see in the future.
You know, asking for adults who are taking the survey, do they have children in their household? How are children using the area? If they're not, or if there's activities you want to do but you're not doing, what kind of barriers are there?
People use the area for things like fishing, snowmobiling, four-wheeling, and hiking. Elfer says they want to make sure the area is set up to support all that use.
There's already conflicts existing in terms of not enough parking. So is that important to people that we spend future resources on parking? Should there be new trails? We've had different user groups ask for new trails in that area.
Elfer says the survey is just the first step in a longer process. Once the data is gathered, they'll meet with stakeholders and user groups to determine which improvements the city will make. The survey will be open until 5 p.m. on August 19th. And you can find a link to that survey on the web version of this story at ktoo.org. New maps put 200 more structures in Juneau's hazard zones for landslides and avalanches. They're among the now roughly 550 structures in the capital city at moderate to severe risk of damage or destruction in a disaster, about half of the buildings and homes in the downtown area. KTOO's Claire Strumpel has this story.
Juneau's current hazard maps were made in the 1970s. Its new maps were finished this year using advanced technology that paints the most accurate picture of risk in the city's mountainous terrain.
It's a big change.
That's Alexandra Pierce, Juneau's planning manager.
The new maps are much, much easier for us to use and also much, much more accurate. It does mean some changes for people in the community and their properties.
Juneau's planning department has tried to upgrade its outdated maps before, back in the 1990s. But the assembly didn't accept them. Because while the science is rock solid, the politics are where the maps start to crumble. Insurance costs and resale value may change for homes in known hazard areas. Juneau's code restricts construction and subdivision in those places, too. That can generate pushback from the public. Pierce says the city doesn't have information on how insurance rates and values may change. All it's doing is moving to adopt the maps. The conversation about regulations and what's allowed and what's off limits in hazard areas will happen next year.
I recognize, and we all recognize, that people's home is the biggest investment that most of us make in a lifetime. And dealing with issues outside of your control that affect your property can be scary and can be difficult to digest. Our goal in this project was to give the public the most accurate and up-to-date information on the landslide and avalanche hazard areas in downtown Juneau.
What the public wants to do with that information is up to the public and its elected officials. The maps go to Juneau's Planning Commission in mid-August and should be before the Assembly by September. The city's planning department and the contractors who created the new maps will be available at a virtual neighborhood meeting on Wednesday evening. They'll be taking questions and comments from the public. For more information, visit ktoo.org. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strumpel.
Members of the Republican Minority Caucus in the Alaska House have been at the center of the most contentious arguments in the legislature this year. Past minorities have used their power to influence state policy, but the Republican caucus has pushed further. While their approach is new, it's rooted in frustrations building among some Republican legislators and voters for years. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
When legislators ended the session early last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, budget negotiators tied a vote that would lead to a $1,000 permanent fund dividend to funding the emergency response to the pandemic. It passed, with no votes to spare. Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance voted against it, despite being a supporter of larger dividends. And a day later, Vance told talk radio host Michael Dukes that her caucus was unlikely to allow a similar vote to pass again.
If it had been any other year,
we would have
done it. We would have called their bluff.
A year later, this spring, proved Vance right. This time, the vote would allow for dividends of $1,100. And this time, it failed, leaving dividend funding at just over $500. After the vote, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed the remaining amount, so there may be no PFDs this year. At the center of this debate are most members of the Republican House Minority Caucus, who joined Vance this time in voting no on drawing money for PFDs and other programs. The Republican legislators' concerns have been brewing for a long time. They believe that there should be much deeper cuts in state spending and that dividends should be much larger. Interviews with some of the members show why things have come to a head. Kevin McCabe of Big Lake was among those who voted no. The vote also would have funded construction projects in the Matanuska-Susitna borough, McCabe's home. He says there was too much pressure to vote yes.
I hate being bullied in the six or so projects that they put into the CBR that were specifically directed at the MATSU to obtain my vote. Frankly, I termed it bully budgeting.
McCabe is among eight first-term House Republicans. All of them voted no on the deal. McCabe likes Dunleavy's proposal to resolve the size of PFDs through a constitutional amendment. New proposals to cut spending or increase state revenue would be addressed later. And McCabe says there's an advantage to dealing with proposals to cut spending after the dividend is set. It would force cuts that the legislature has been unwilling to make.
Frankly, I'm a conservative, small government kind of guy, and I believe our government continues to grow.
North Pole Republican Representative Mike Prox also voted against the deal. On top of that, he voted against making the budget date effective on July 1st. The failure of that vote in the House led Dunleavy to say that much of state government would shut down. The shutdown was prevented during a special session in late June. Prox says he's advocating for his principles.
Yeah, nobody wants to shut down the government, put all the employees and all the programs under this much uncertainty. Nobody wants to do that. But we the public have been talking about this for going on 20 years when it comes right down to it.
Prox wants votes on the three constitutional amendments proposed by the governor, or at least something similar that would put the dividend in the Constitution, limit spending, and require public votes on new taxes. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Adam Wall says the new Republican minority has gone further in its demands than previous minority caucuses have. He says for the legislature to function, the minority can have some say, but ultimately their power should be limited.
When I was in the minority, did I feel like I had a lot of influence? Not really. I mean, we could hold up a three-quarter vote on the CBR for certain budget items, but, you know, there's a price to pay to be in the minority, and there's a reward for being in the majority.
Wohl says the minority caucus Republicans' numbers don't add up. Wohl has proposed a bill to change the dividend formula and introduce an income tax, among other provisions. The measure is intended to balance the budget in the long run. Wohl notes that none of the minority caucus Republicans have put forward a detailed plan.
I'm waiting for them to put out a plan that's a balanced budget plan into the future with balancing revenues and expenditures, including the PFD, without overdrawing the fund. That's what I'm waiting for.
A legislative special session is scheduled to begin on August 2nd. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
First Lady Jill Biden was in Alaska for a few hours today. She visited the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, the state's largest tribal health organization. She is en route to Tokyo to lead the U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games. Tonight, showers are likely mostly after 10 p.m., and we can expect a low temperature of 51 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 60 degrees and about a 50% chance of rain. Those showers are expected to last into Friday and possibly through the weekend as well. You can find all these stories and more on our website at ktoo.org.